This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The former owner of a funeral home in Littleton was arrested in Englewood late Thursday night. CPR's Matt Moret has more on the latest in a series of criminal investigations into Colorado's funeral industry.
Miles Harford is accused of abusing a corpse, theft, and forgery. He was recently evicted from a home he rented in Denver. A search of the house revealed the cremated remains of at least 30 people who died between 2012 and 2022. Harford's hearse also contained the body of a woman who died 2 years ago. Police tried to convince Harford to turn himself in, but he refused. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
Nine News reports Harford was granted a $50,000 personal recognizance bond during a hearing today. Colorado Democrats have a new trio of bills to cut down on chronic smog along the Front Range. CPR Sam Brash has more.
The package would overhaul the state's approach to air pollution. If approved, oil and gas companies would need air permits before drilling or fracking a well. It would also place heavy restrictions on oil and gas operations during the summer ozone season, and air quality violators could face far more severe penalties. It comes after the Front Range has failed to meet federal ozone standards for almost two decades. The state's oil and gas industry is already blasting the package, saying it would shut down their operations. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Three students from the University of Wyoming were killed in a car crash Thursday afternoon while driving just south of the Colorado-Wyoming border. The crash happened on U.S. 287 between Laramie and Fort Collins, an area known for deadly crashes, including many involving Wyoming students. This is CPR News.